Well, today we celebrate a feast which rivets our attention on God, because the mystery of the Holy Trinity tells us something about the inner life of God. But first of all, let's establish the basics. God is God, and God ain't us. Okay, got that? Okay. God is God, and God ain't us. That's what makes God, God, okay? So we shouldn't be surprised if there are things about God that are simply beyond the grasp of our human understanding, because God is God. As St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 11, verse 33, he says, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways." And so, what we do know, though, what has been revealed to us, is that there are three persons in one God. Now, that is an iconic representation of the Holy Trinity. It's not just a picture of three angels, okay? So this has been revealed to us, that there are three persons in one God. And since God is God, that means that there are mysteries that we cannot quite understand. Three persons in one God. Not three gods. Not three manifestations of one God. But three persons in one God. And our mathematical minds cannot wrap themselves around how three can be one. So we just have to accept this revelation with faith. But what I really want to dwell on today is the inner life of God, because that's really what this feast is about. God's inner life being revealed to us. And our scriptures today give us a trinity of things about the essence of God, about who God is, about God's inner life. Number one, the gospel reveals to us that God is truth. That means God is what is real. Now, we can look at all the things that are real around us. The earth beneath our feet, the oceans, the element of water, which is itself a miracle, mountains and hills. But before any of those things that we experience as reality came into being, before any of them existed, God is. So God is ultimate reality. God is what is true. And the Holy Spirit, who is God, leads us to the complete truth, Jesus says, which is to say that he leads us into God himself, because God is what is true. Okay, that's the first thing revealed to us in our scriptures about the essence of God. God is truth. The second thing we find in our first reading from the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs reveals to us that within God there is joy. In our first reading, God speaks to us in the person of wisdom. And Christian tradition, since the time of Saint Justin in the second century onwards, has seen in the personification of wisdom in the Old Testament the person of Christ himself. And so Christ, the Son of God, who is God, is someone in whom the Father, who is God, finds delight. And we learn, moreover, from our first reading, that the Son is playful, and that all of creation is the fruit of God's play. And we also learn that Christ delights to be with the human race through his Spirit, whose contact with the Son is immediate. That's the second thing that we heard in the Scriptures about the inner life of God. Within God, there is joy and delight. The third thing that our Scriptures reveal to us about the inner life of God, about the essence of God, is what St. Paul tells us in our second reading, that within God there is love. And that God's love, Paul says, has been poured into the hearts of the baptized through the Holy Spirit, who is God. Now, if we take those three things and wrap them up all together, it is good news for us. Because it tells us that the ineffable Trinitarian God, whose very inner essence is love and fellowship, reaches out to us to share his inner life with us. Now, St. Paul also tells us about another Trinity. Not the Trinity of the Godhead, but the Trinity of the theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. And this is the Trinity that belongs to the Christian. The theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. It is through faith that we are enabled to live with this Trinitarian God. Faith, Paul says, is what gives us access to the reality of God. It gives us access to the truth of God. It gives us access, that is, to the presence of God. And because of that faith, we hope, because of what we have known, what has been revealed to us about the inner life of God, that we hope that we will share God's glory someday. And through our love, the third theological virtue, we give evidence to this Trinitarian God's indwelling through our love. That is, through our love, through our good works, through our works of justice and charity, we reveal the inner life of God to the world. Namely, we lead others to the truth of God, the God who pours out his love, the God who delights to be with the human race. Amen.